fast! Not so fast!
I need time to fix my hair!
Oh, why should today be different from any other day?
Because today is National Hair Day.
I'm going to get my hair done.
Get my hair did.
I get my hair cut every 2 days. After all, your hair is your head suit.
Look at your hair!
What about my hair?
What if I'm follically challenged?
I don't know.
Stay in bed.
No! The show must go on!
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Oh, yes, we do. Good morning to you. I'm John. That's Jackson.
Good morning.
What up, Monroe?
Hi.
You have a good birthday?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm glad it's over.
Glad it's over because of the family stuff you had going on as well, or?
It was long. It was a long celebration.
Okay. You know why?
Why?
Because you started too soon.
Started in birthday month.
Right.
Yeah. And now you have a birthday hangover.
Right.
I totally do. But you know what? It's okay to celebrate Halloween now, people. Give you my permission.
Okay, now that we're done, go ahead, move
good.
Forward.
Now we have both of your permission.
I've told you before, my neighbors try to decorate in September. I tore down their decorations. I said, I've had enough of this.
I tore them down. No, you didn't.
No, never. But October 1st is when the Halloween decorations do start. I missed you guys yesterday.
We missed you. Where do you think you've been? Out there gallivanting around.
I know, I got a bunch of texts from friends like, they're making up excuses for you just taking the day off. And I'm like, I wish that was the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys saw me come in later on.
Yeah, you were pretty stressed out.
You were pretty disheveled.
I walked through the door and I looked at Monroe's face and I'm like, wow, I must not look up my game right now.
Yeah, I was like, hey, buddy.
Hey, pal.
You okay?
What's going on? Thanks for doing the show. I was listening to some of the replays this morning.
Uh-huh.
Y'all were great.
Thank you.
You talked about funerals and crazy stories that happen at funerals.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the one where...
Do you have a crazy funeral story?
So it was an open casket.
Okay.
And everyone, we were doing the viewing and we were in line and I was up next to go and pay my respects. And this person came over who was a listener of the show and decided to ask me then if they could take a photo with me.
Oh, appropriate.
Well,
that's a good thing to do.
And was maneuvering herself to do it where the casket was right behind us.
Oh, that's
bad,
even weirder.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad. Right? Did you take the photo?
No, I was like, well, let's just go over here. And yeah. I walked out of line.
Oh, that's a long line, too.
And I had to get back in line.
Oh,
you are so much more patient than me. I would not have had that for 1 second.
I didn't even know how to react.
Oh, yeah,
as it was going down. Like, it's just one of those things that happens. And I'm like, let's just get away before there's this weird photo where this dead dude is photobombing us. No one wants that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. What an inconvenient time to die, man.
Yeah. Way to ruin our photo.
Way to go,
doing
man.
A photo, dude.
Real cool. All right, let's do it, Monroe. On this Tuesday, October 1st, National Hair Day, give us a pocket full of sunshine.
This is just a cute story. A guy in Madison, Wisconsin, his name's Andrew. He was getting ready to propose to his girlfriend. Her name's Rachel. But he knew that she was really close with her sister, Therese, and that she would want her sister there to see it, right? Because they're like besties or whatever. So we called Therese, and she joked it would be funny if she hid out like nearby and dressed up as a bush or something.
Sure.
You know, and then she could like take pictures of the proposal too.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be a joke, but then they kind of got to talking and thought, you know,
be pretty cool.
This would be pretty cool if you did that. So she put on, I think it's called a ghillie suit. It's like one of those grassy things that like snipers wear.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. So she put on one of those and he picked a wooded spot near a lake. And like even he had no idea where she was. Like she was hidden so well.
So he knew that she was going to be somewhere but did not know exactly where.
She's out there just looking like a bush.
Yeah.
You don't know she's out there.
Sure.
Blending in with the natural flora.
Right.
And fauna.
And guess what? She was there.
Oh, snap.
For the proposal. She got all the photos for the proposal and then jumped out dressed as a bush. Like,
that was
so sweet.
Oh, my gosh. She looks exactly like a bush.
She looks like the grass.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's truly a beautiful sight.
I know.
Aw.
So then, she got to see her sister get to propose to. So sweet.
In San Francisco, they have the world famous Bushman, which is a guy who hides behind like a like a palm frond that he just holds.
Mm.
Doesn't even cover up his body, really.
Nah.
It's just like in front of him, and he scares people as they walk
by. He would get me.
He would get you every single time. Jackson, are you kicking off the 31 Days of Scare today? Is that
31 Days of Fright! I finally...
Thank you, Fran.
My goodness.
Sorry. Fran was... She just wanted to be a part of it.
No, that's fine. So anyway, like I was saying, I finally broke the news to Monroe yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I hate this game.
About 31 Days of Fright.
I don't want any part of it. Take it back.
I'm getting one up on Insta Story right now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Basically, for the next 31 days, in honor of my favorite holiday, we're going to be scaring each other. We've been taking videos of us scaring each other. But I haven't let Monroe know that it's happening.
Yeah. So I don't have any videos yet scaring people.
No.
But we have a lot of Monroe.
For like the last month, Jackson has been preparing for the 31 Days of Fright.
31 Days of Fright!
Fran, don't you get in on this too.
Sorry, Fran just is there to get ready. She knows her cues. And so there are just like video after video after video of Jackson scaring Monroe. So are we going to post it on Instagram? Is that where it's going?
It's
going
to be on Insta Story, and then I think at the end, I'm going to do a compilation video and post it on Halloween.
Oh, good. Wow.
So it's just going to be nonstop Monroe getting terrified.
All right, so go to our Insta Story, which is Mix1051 Utah. Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat, buddy.
Let's do it, dude. There is a new list. I think it got put out by Just Jared. But celebrities talk about their worst on-screen kisses.
Okay.
And the kind of the stories behind them. For example, Reese Witherspoon talks about kissing Robert Pattinson in Water for Elephants. And she says that Pattinson had a really bad cold. Quote,
oh no!
It wasn't appealing.
Ew.
And it wasn't pleasant. Rob himself once admitted, my nose was running all over the place. I was wiping it on her wig.
No!
There's often times when I'm watching movies and things look sexy and I'm like, that could not have been fun to film.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh.
Mm. Halle Berry talked about doing a sex scene once where she had invited her husband down to set.
Nope.
During it. And he goes, yeah, no, I can't be here anymore. I can't do this.
I don't want to be a part of this.
No, thank you. So, wasn't for him. Tobey Maguire on his infamous upside down Spider-Man kiss with Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, can you imagine? They're like, all right, one more take. And he's like, I'm hanging upside down.
Yeah.
Well, he was hanging upside down. And he said, quote, I had rainwater running up my nose.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When Kirsten rolled back the wet mask, it completely cut off his nose so he couldn't breathe. He just had to hold his breath until the director said cut.
And just flail wildly with his lips.
Because she covered up his nose holes with that mask. And she covered up his mouth hole with her mouth hole.
It's a perfect example, though. It's such like an iconic romantic kiss.
And yet.
And he's over there like.
This is my favorite one. Liam Hemsworth blasted Jennifer Lawrence because he said, quote, if we had a kissing scene coming up in the Hunger Games, she would make it a point of eating garlic or tuna or something disgusting.
Why am I not shocked with her?
That's so funny.
That is just her, isn't it?
That's so funny.
Man.
That's such so a good mean.
Joke. Like, come on.
Shailene Woodley did something very similar to Miles Teller, in The Spectacular Now. He says, before our kissing scene, Shailene took these Chinese dirt supplements and shoved them into her mouth. It's like a dirt patch, and it smelled like crap. Just
all right.
Beautiful.
That's nasty.
It's so funny. There was one more that I wanted to... Oh, Kirsten Dunst on kissing Brad Pitt. Poor Kirsten Dunst gets hosed a lot.
Right?
But when she kissed Brad Pitt in Interview with a Vampire, it was mostly because she was 11.
Yeah, that was always weird.
Yeah.
Everyone at the time was like, you're so lucky you kissed Brad Pitt. But I thought that it was disgusting.
Yeah.
She's 11.
She's an old man.
Yeah. Yeah, there needs to be some law in place stating that you can't kiss a child, even for movies.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable with it at all. I didn't realize that this all went down. I never watched it.
Did you never see
Vampire?
It?
No.
Yeah, because she gets bit as a child, but then she lives for hundreds of years.
As a child.
As a child, because you don't age at that point. So that's
Well, that's their bad for not having an oversight council. preventing people from making child vampires.
You're right about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're right. Well,
thank you.
And that's
finally,
a part
Vampire
of the movie.
Council that is 2020.
There is a council, and they end up, they rectify the situation.
Oh, that's good. They kill Kirsten Dunst, don't they?
I don't want to spoil
I'll
it for anyone.
Do.
I'd hate to be a spoiler in 2019.
Man. Whatever, man. Netflix announced that Stranger Things is, in fact, coming back for season 4.
Woo!
So they released literally nothing. Just Stranger Things logo. It was a video. It was a Stranger Things logo. And then the number 4 floated in behind the logo.
Wow.
And then the logo fell apart in the upside down. And then all it says is, we're not in Hawkins anymore.
Can I tell you? I'm sitting there yesterday at the mechanic, and I'm not in the best of moods. And I see this come across Twitter, and I'm like, all right, this is going to get me through it. Like, I can't wait for this. And I like get my
everything will be fine.
Yeah, my earbuds out. I'm like, let's watch it. And I watched.
For nothing.
That. And I was just like.
They didn't even offer a release date.
No.
They just said, oh, yeah, we're coming back.
And I was like, of course.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, then I saw a lot of people last night on Twitter saying they could have stopped after 3. There didn't need to be another one.
There's a lot of hate for 3. I thought 3 was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's the thing. You kept talking it up.
Yeah.
But everyone I know on social media is like trashing it.
People like a hate. Hate is going to hate.
Hate.
I wrote that.
Hate. Okay.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish was on Howard Stern yesterday. And
how excited was she?
Oh my gosh, you've got to let it go. She doesn't need to be excited for Stern. That's not his MO. So she was on Stern, and her parents came in toward the end of the interview because Howard wanted to ask. She was interviewed with her brother because they're kind of a musical duo.
Yeah, they collab.
Yeah, if you don't know, she's got a brother, and he's involved in a lot of her music.
Yeah.
But her parents came in near the end because they were just waiting outside. Remember, she's 17. Comes on in. They ask, of course, Stern asks about her conception. Because
sure.
That's the sort of thing that Howard Stern asks
Howard
about.
Rolls.
And Billie Eilish found out live on the radio
no!
that her parents went to a fertility doctor
in
order to have her. They're like, yeah, after we had had our son, we had a really hard time conceiving, so we went to a fertility clinic, and the dad was like, I had to go into a dark room for a little while.
She never had heard this story?
She had never heard this story. She found out live on air yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, whatever.
No, it's not a huge.
It's not the end of the world.
But
now.
I'm just shocked.
That you hadn't talked
yes,
about it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't tell her that story?
Interesting.
Although, that's not something that I want to talk to my mom about, like.
You don't want the deets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you make me?
Yeah.
No, not interested in finding that out. Ever. She also said that she's glad she got famous at a young age so no one could dig up dirt on her from the past.
Which, truth about that.
Amen.
Right?
It's like James Rascone, who plays Eddie, the adult Eddie in the new It movie. I went to follow him, and he had to have just barely created his Instagram as soon as they announced he was the new Eddie. Because there were no photos before that. And I'm like, oh, homeboy deleted his Instagram and started a new one.
The moment you find out that you got cast in something, just delete your socials.
A huge franchise.
Just delete them all.
Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the receipts.
Start anew.
Yeah, because they're going to find something.
They will.
And even if you didn't even, if that wasn't even your intention.
Doesn't matter.
You're going to get fired.
Yeah.
That is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Got this text saying, I wish a happy new year to all federal employees. Today is the new fiscal year.
Oh. Mm.
So there you go. That's exciting.
Wow. Happy new fiscal year to you, John.
Fiscal year!
Woo!
Who did you kiss at midnight for the new fiscal year?
Well, of course, someone dressed as Uncle Sam.
Obviously.
Who else would you kiss?
I kissed the actual Uncle Sam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dug up the guy that he was based on, made out with that skeleton.
Oh, my God.
Halloween!
Halloween! Where are you at, Fran?
Come on.
There she is.
Hi, Fran.
Hi, Fran. Yesterday was Monroe's birthday, and I happened to miss Monroe's birthday.
You missed my first birthday show.
I did. And I gotta be honest, I had a bunch of fun stuff planned.
And the way you go through co-host, that's gonna be the only birthday show.
We will not have another birthday show together.
Yeah,
so
good.
This is it. So I miss your one and only.
It.
I know.
I'm upset.
I know.
You're never gonna live it down.
I had bags of balloons in my car, which was broken yesterday.
Where are those balloons now, John?
Yeah, where are they?
I let the kids pop them last night. I brought you, by the time
that's
I came in.
That's offensive.
My birthday
I balloon. Brought you a tiara by the time I came in yesterday that she wore in meetings.
Yeah, I wore it all day yesterday.
Did you really?
She did, yeah.
That's great. That was a good tiara.
Yeah.
But one of the things I wanted to do on the show yesterday was play the celebrity birthday game.
We did.
You guys played it?
Yeah.
I'm shocked because I was looking at it today and I went, there was no good celebrities. Whew, really dodged a bullet on that one.
What are you talking about?
Maddie Ziegler?
Maddie Ziegler.
She's amazing.
Is that Zig Ziegler's daughter?
No, that's the girl that dances in the Sia videos. And if you want to knock her.
Don't give that to him. He knows who Maddie Ziegler is.
So you had one birthday that you feel like was worth celebrating?
Who else was there?
It was not a good day. It was a terrible day.
Why did you get yourself on the podcast? Or the podcast will get on you, son.
Oh!
I don't know.
It sounded like a bird. I had your back, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So why don't we play the celebrity birthday game?
Let's do it.
Okay.
For today, October 1st, the day after Monroe's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have celebrated your birthday week this week, it would have been a part of it. But
will you just give him the bird?
Birthday week's over. It's October now.
Happy birthday to Brie Larson.
Aww. Oh!
Do you love Brie Larson?
Captain I like Marvel? Her. I do like her.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if my problem's her or Captain Marvel.
I think it's Captain Marvel.
Is that what it is?
I like her. I don't...
Okay.
Captain Marvel was just... Yeah.
I didn't like that character at all. The movie I thought was okay, and then her part in, like, Avengers...
Wasn't there a cat in the movie?
Yeah.
But it's probably a pretty good movie.
Right?
You can't base everything off of if there's
a
cat in the movie.
It's a gherkin.
Since it is your day after birthday, Monroe, we'll start with you. Brie Larson, how old is she turning today?
Let's do 31.
That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah. I'll say Price is Right rules.
Yeah, of course.
Don't.
I'm going to say... 32. Sorry.
32. You went over. It was 30.
Oh,
dang it.
Monroe
dang
with a point.
No, she doesn't get a point.
She went over. We play Price is Right rules.
I just asked you that.
Happy birthday to Between Two Ferns star and Hangover star Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, I do love Zach Galifianakis.
That's a hard one.
I told you I watched Between Two Ferns, the new movie on Netflix. It's funny.
Okay, I'm excited to see it.
Jackson, you go first on this one with Zach.
Zach.
Also dramatic actor.
Yeah.
He does
really
a nice
great.
Yeah.
He's really good. He's one of those that I wouldn't be surprised if he was 50 or 30.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like one.
I'm going to split the difference and say that he's turning 41.
41 from
Ooh,
Jackson over
good
to you,
guess,
Monroe.
Good guess.
I feel pretty good about it.
I think you went over.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go 30.
Okay. 30 for Zach Galifianakis.
Uh-huh.
He's 50, guys.
What?
See, 50. This is what I'm talking about. You can't tell if he's 30 or 50.
I can tell you right now, I can tell he's not 30.
Well?
Have you seen him?
Have you seen you?
Well, yeah, but...
Have you seen you?
Yeah, I have.
I would guess him to be like 40, but just to be safe, I'm 30.
Okay, all right. Happy birthday to baseball great, some would argue, Mark McGwire.
Oh, yeah, whoever that is.
Mark McGwire.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Remember back when him and Sammy Sosa were doing
You don't have to tell me
the home
about
run?
The Guire.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Guire.
Okay.
Is he related to Jerry McGwire?
Jerry Maguire is actually based off of Mark Maguire.
I don't believe you.
You shouldn't either. Mark Maguire, we'll start with you, Monroe. Mark Maguire. Everyone was a
what
household
year did he
name.
Play?
I would say 98.
Is he the Asterix guy?
I'm sorry?
Is he the Asterix guy?
Are you thinking Pete Rose? I feel like you're thinking Pete Rose.
Okay. If we don't understand one sports football name, what makes you think we're going to understand a second? Okay.
Well, I'm going to take a shot in the dark here, and I'll say 50.
You're going to say 50. Over to you, Jackson.
Sure.
40.
40. He is 56. Monroe
Whoa!
With the point.
Great work, Man. Monroe.
Mark McGwire had over like 40 home runs in a season. Everyone was celebrating him, and then he was really caught in the steroid scandal.
Yeah, so he was the asterisk.
Okay. Well, there's a few.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's a thing now.
That's a thing, yeah.
So we're going to have two separate Hall of Fames.
We're going to have to. Happy birthday to Randy Quaid. The great Randy Quaid.
Who's Randy Quaid?
Brother of Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, but I know. What did Randy ever do?
Oh, yeah. These birthdays are so much better than yesterday's
Randy
birthdays.
Randy Quaid?
I don't know who Randy Quaid
National
is.
National Lampoon's Uncle Eddie?
Oh, Uncle Eddie. Okay. You should have just said Uncle
Eddie. It's full.
Eddie.
That guy?
Independence Day?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's full? Yes, yeah. That guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me some of that yeller. So we're at the buffet in Vegas vacation. Yeah. Mm. All right, Randy Quaid, over to you, Jackson.
He looks nothing like Dennis.
60.
60, okay. Over to you, Monroe.
Ooh.
You're going to do it, aren't you?
I got to, man.
That's fine. I respect
61,
it.
61, Bob.
61. He is actually 69 today.
Yay.
Yeah.
Golden birthday.
Golden birthday.
Maybe not in your culture.
And finally, a happy birthday to the great Julie Andrews.
Oh. She's so old, though.
Julie Andrews. Just a class
act. She's still
act.
Kicking?
Still kicking.
She's That's crazy. Kicking.
Princess Bride, is that where she plays the...
Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries,
Excuse
I'm
you.
Sorry. Yes.
Excuse you.
Sorry about that. Also, of course, Mary Poppins, Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
She's in a few things.
Just a couple.
She's all right.
Yeah.
Jackson, we'll start...
Am I starting?
With you?
I don't know.
Monroe, Jackson, Monroe, Jackson, Monroe. We'll go over to you.
Julie Andrews. Oh, 70.
70.
Oh, no way. She's got to be at least 80.
84. Jackson yeah! with the point.
Yeah!
You guys tied it up. I have one more if you want, or we can end on a tie. How do
or
you think?
We could end with the last point being worth 17 points like we usually do. I mean, I'm not advocating for my... did I get the last point? Oh, wow. That's crazy. Can't believe that.
Happy birthday to former President Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
400. He's 400.
Oh.
He's still out there building them houses.
Still swinging that
still
hammer.
Swinging a hammer.
Why are we putting him up on the roof? It doesn't seem like a good
safe.
Idea.
Dude, he's going to outlive every president since him.
He really is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How old is Jimmy Carter? Jackson, we'll start with you.
96.
96. Monroe.
90.
90. He is 95.
Oh, 95.
Congrats, Monroe.
Thanks.
Great work, Monroe.
Well done on that one. There you go, the celebrity birthday game. What's going on, Jackson, with your bedroom or TVs?
Okay.
Or what is it?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I have a TV in my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I love my TV in my bedroom.
Right.
I have the whole basement basically to myself. So it's just like a little cave, and I don't leave unless I absolutely have to.
Right.
And my parents growing up always had a TV in their room. Every adult I knew, my grandparents had a TV in their room. Everyone I know has a TV in their room. And yet, for some reason, I get so much flack for watching TV in my room.
I
You're
know.
Not supposed to have
You're
one.
You're not supposed to have a blah, TV blah, in the bedroom. Blah.
Is this from friends? Family
yeah,
member?
Friends,
like anyone who hears
the,
you have
yeah.
one?
Internet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get so much crap for it, but I didn't think it was weird.
Yeah, it's some kind of like life decision. There's... You know,
it's
like,
a lifestyle, and it's a yeah. lifestyle that I'm a fan of.
So, Monroe, do you have a TV in your room?
Yes, always.
Okay. All right.
Always. Mm-hmm. I refuse. I won't go to a room that doesn't
what
have
do you expect
TV
her to talk to her husband? Ew.
What does Marie Kondo say about TVs? And you were
I don't know.
You did the whole...
She doesn't say anything about
TVs. Oh, she
doesn't
reference TVs. Okay, I didn't know.
I don't think.
Simplifying
we
your
only
life.
We watched the first two episodes.
You never even read the book?
No.
You just did the lifestyle off of the... The
yeah,
TV show.
She looked so happy.
Ah, okay.
And I thought, I want to be that happy.
So I would be down with not having one.
You're crazy.
Like, why?
What?
Because I would, I like to, otherwise I'd never get out of my bed.
Yeah. That's
and,
the
like,
point.
That's the point. And, like,
so you don't
like,
have to get out of your bed.
Right. So like, but we have one in there. And also like, we like to like have snuggle time with the kids in the bed and like watch like cartoons on the weekends
yeah.
and stuff. So I don't mind having it in there, but I think I'd probably be like, that's fine. We can get rid of it. And I wouldn't mind reading more in my life.
That's fair. The TV does make it hard to read.
And I don't read because I'm like, well, I could do that or watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Hulu.
Yeah, or I could watch a 6-part series about what a monster R. Kelly is.
And let me tell you,
absolutely.
I always choose Netflix or Hulu yeah. instead of the book that's been sitting next to my bed forever.
It's okay, man.
Is it okay?
It's okay. Let's embrace it.
Yeah.
It is a time.
It's okay just to sit there and
yeah.
zone out, veg out.
Like, yeah, you're not supposed to have a TV in the bedroom. Like, if you want a happier marriage, take the TV yeah. out of the bedroom.
If you
want to
sleep
like
better,
that.
Take the TV out of your bedroom. Tell you what, that's like a lullaby
no.
to me.
Yeah.
I just turn on an old show that I've seen a million times and
sleep
I just drift
timer.
Off.
Sleep timer.
Can you really go to sleep with the TV on?
Oh, yes. No, I can't.
The only way
I can't go to sleep without the TV.
Really?
Me either.
Both I have of to you, have huh? TV or music. Yeah. So when I was on Biggest Loser, we didn't have any TVs. We couldn't have any music. We couldn't have any electronics or anything.
Okay.
So I had a really hard time going to sleep because I didn't have a TV. Just on in the background.
It's like your white noise.
Yeah, almost. I need it.
Yeah, my kids are like that too. Ella last night in her bedroom. Mom.
Created monsters.
Are you gonna watch The Office? I like to listen to it.
So she wants to hear it from her.
Yeah, so down the hall.
That's adorable.
I'm shocked that all three of us have TVs because every time I talk to people, they're like, "Oh, we would never put one
right.
in there."
Right. Well, and like neither of my roommates have one in their room. One of my roommates, the one that just moved in, she was talking all. She's just like, "I couldn't have one in my room. I would never leave my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need some reason to like." And I will say, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
When I go upstairs and I watch TV in the living room instead of watching TV in my bedroom, I feel like I've really accomplished
you
something.
You did something. You got out of bed.
I got out of bed.
Yeah,
for a
exactly.
Second. Like sometimes that's just an achievement.
I have an adjustable bed.
Oh, yes. Uh huh.
I'm not going to. Why would I watch TV on the couch?
I'm so jealous.
Excuse me.
Like a farmer.
Like, yeah. I'm sorry.
When I have this
who
going
do you think
on.
I'm better than that? Don't you know who I am?
Listen, my husband was in the bed industry, all right?
We had a bunch of friends who like, they were all like, oh, we'll never put one in there. It would ruin the romantic time.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Obviously, you guys aren't married.
Right.
You can turn on the notebook.
Right, and like exactly.
Suddenly it's romantic.
It's amazing how that works.
Game of Thrones in our house.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, nothing says romance like the brutal murder of an entire army.
That's interesting. All right, let's do this. Because I'm curious. 10 Tech says it all. We'll do our unscientific survey. TV in your bedroom. Yes or no?
Big fan.
And if you're no, what's your reason?
Yeah. If you could convince me to take the TV out of my bedroom tonight, I would be amazed because I'm really digging my heels in on it.
Change our minds. Call us or text us right now. TVs in your bedroom, yes or no? The three of us, we're all about the TVs in the room. We enjoy it. We live the lifestyle of a TV in your room.
Ooh.
But man, friends sure like to tell you why you shouldn't have one in that bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And those who don't have a TV in the room love to tell you about how they don't have a TV
in the
room.
Oh, they love it.
Don't
they love it. Like they're so much better than you.
Or like people who don't have TVs in their house.
Ugh.
They really like to tell you that they don't have TVs.
Yeah. We don't have TV.
Yeah.
We don't watch TV. It's like, why are you allergic to having a good time?
Yeah, I'm sorry
about
that. So we're saying change our mind.
Yeah.
Like if you believe that, man, you should not have a TV in your room, give us a good reason why, and we'll see if you can change one of our minds this morning. This text says, couples who have a TV in the bedroom have less alone time, so no TV. I'd rather have the fun time with my hubby.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do both?
I agree.
I agree.
I don't think that gets in the way. Yes, Monroe?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, half hour of that, hour and a half of this.
Right. No, because I like quiet and bedrooms are for sleeping. Okay.
Yeah.
I like the quiet, I guess,
I
is what that person's
that.
Saying.
Bedrooms are for eating. They're for watch the TV. They're for crafts.
On nap day, I'll raid the fridge. I'll get a ton of food. And I'll eat myself into a food coma, watch a show, and pass out.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's so fun.
Yes, have to have a TV in my room, especially when you're sick. Oh, that's true. When you lay in bed.
Yeah, I know. The price is right.
Get to watch all the shows.
Yeah, classic.
No, because I was told by the doctors that leaving the TV on is not giving me a good night's rest. So I took it out so I'm not tempted.
Well, joke's on you. I can't sleep anyway, so.
Let me tell you a little thing called ZQL.
Yeah,
it does wonders. I can go either way. I used to not have a TV in my room until I moved in with my fiance. We have a TV in our room, and she can't sleep without it playing. That's like the two of you.
I can't sleep without it playing.
It's like white noise.
I need it.
TV in the room, yes. I need noise to sleep, especially when my husband is being deployed. Do you guys have that when you, like if someone's gone in the house, do you like, well.
Well.
You guys sleep in different rooms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. Because then if there's like a creak, like you hear weird noises whatever in the house.
You kind of want to disguise it all.
And then your mind starts playing tricks on you like, oh yeah, there's totally somebody walking up the stairs.
This says, my family just doesn't watch a lot of movies. So we only have two TVs, one in our living room, and then we have a theater room as well. Last year, we were hosting two exchange students, and my dad went on Black Friday and bought a new TV for our living room because we had the other one for like 10 years. When my dad brought it into our house, one of the students was shocked and said, "Why would you buy a new TV? You never use the one that you have." So my dad watches TV for 2 weeks, and we've never used the theater room, so we don't use TVs. That was a long way to say you don't like to watch TV.
Yeah.
It was quite the, that was more reading than I did right there.
And if you're looking to unload a really nice TV, you know.
I know.
Send it to Broadway Media, attention Jackson Carter.
My husband wants a TV in our room, but I refuse. Everyone needs a space free from distraction that is stress-free. Our bedroom is that. I think it always should be. I'll tell you what I'd rather have not in the room. My iPhone.
I'd give up my phone before I gave up the TV.
To me, you guys were talking about this yesterday about how some people can't relax anymore.
Yeah.
Because without like the phone. And I feel that way. Like sometimes I'm okay with that being out of the room so I could just watch TV and zone.
I mean, I'm not okay with it being out of the room, but
that is why I
understand
your
sentiment.
I think that's why I like going to the movie theater so much is because I put my phone away and I like focus on the movie.
You know you're not going to be able to play Disney's Emoji Blitz.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. If a TV show is so good that it gets me to put my phone down,
right,
then it's a really good show. That's the litmus test. I'll start a new show, and if I'm too busy on my phone to watch it, it's not worth my time.
Okay.
It's not worth my time.
Did any of the texts change your mind?
No.
Monroe.
No.
Yeah. No, we're going to keep doing the whole TV thing?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Monroe, yesterday was your big birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrated
big day, the main event.
Finally, it was there.
Yeah.
And so I saw you by the time I got in, the show was over, and I was like, so where are you off to? What are you going to do? And you're like, for my birthday, I'm going to the dentist.
Yep. I had to take my daughter to the dentist.
Ugh.
And it was horrific.
Was it?
Yeah. So my daughter lost her two front teeth over a year ago. So like 14 months ago. It was like the second day of school last year.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
She lost her two front teeth, and they have not grown in. You can see them. They're sitting there.
So they would
in
just
the gums.
But they never actually broke.
They never actually came down. So yesterday they had to go in and kind of cauterize the skin and expose the teeth.
Oh,
I know.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So Ella was kind of nervous about it.
Yeah, you think?
I was trying to dance around it, but Tom was like, "No, they're gonna slice them open."
Ah.
I was like, great. Good job, Tom. Anyways, so she was really scared. So it was like standing there just kind of holding her hand. And they numbed her so she couldn't tell. Like,
right.
She couldn't tell what was going on. But, you know,
but still,
as mom watching them do that, I was just like, oh, there's smoke coming out of her mouth.
Oh, that's the worst.
She's smoking.
Oh, how did she take it?
Like a champ.
Did she?
Yeah, total pro.
Good.
She was fine. Monroe, on the other hand.
Yeah, almost passed out.
Okay.
There's something, like, I can handle gore.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's your kids, I can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So they freed those two teeth.
They freed those bad boys.
Okay. They're out now. Had she, we talked yesterday, like, you were going to go out to dinner. Was she able to eat, or was it
more of that's why we had to go to the Sizz.
Okay.
We went to the Sizzler.
Why the Sizz for someone
the
who...
Sizz. You guys got to stop that.
So we get them the salad bar, and they don't like, they like everything but the lettuce.
Uh-huh.
So it's all little tiny things.
So you can put them towards, like, the back of the mouth and chew on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we went to the Sizz.
Sizz is the best place for a birthday.
Listen, there's something for everybody, you know?
I agree with you.
My mom was so stoked to have her baby back ribs and endless salad bar for $8.99.
There you go.
Like, she was stoked.
Some will get that. Other people are a Malibu chicken person. It's okay.
Are you a Malibu chicken?
Every once in a while, I don't mind it when I go there.
Huh. Just really? I don't think I've ever gotten...
Plant yourself at the salad bar. You're never going to go
That's
wrong.
That's all I do. I just get the salad bar.
Yeah,
all
right. Well, I'm glad it went okay because I was
worried
about that.
The Sizzler, by the way, does not sponsor this show.
But if they want to.
But if they'd like to.
You call us right
big
now.
Fans, big fans, the three of us.
Fans. All right, Monroe. Get your pocket full of sunshine.
This is a crazy story. 3 years ago, young Kyler Nipper, he was 11 years old. He was in sixth grade. He had a condition. It's idiopathic toe walking.
Sure.
So it's when the Achilles heel is shorter than normal. And so kids walk on their tippy toes, kind of. They walk on their toes.
Oh, okay.
So they don't put their heels down. So he had that condition. So his shoes got just horrifically beaten up all the time. So, you know, he always just had kind of, you know, junky shoes because his parents had to, you know, you'd buy him a $100 pair of shoes and they'd be ruined in 2 weeks.
Yeah, when they're just kind of being dragged the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he was 11 years old and he started getting bullied by some middle schoolers about his shoes, about not having good shoes. He went to a school that I guess that was like super important.
Care about that, yeah.
And it escalated to this incident where he was beat up. So the kids followed him home from school. They beat him up and they ended up stabbing him with a pencil and puncturing his lung.
Why would you share this
story? Why are you talking about this?
What is wrong with you? We just got off the Sizz. Everyone was in a good mood.
I was having a great time.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I was at the Sizz right now.
I do too.
Okay, so afterwards, he was in the hospital, obviously, but he had post-traumatic stress disorder, right? Like he had super big problems. So in order to cope with it, he found his own way and he started this thing called Kyler's Kicks. And he went around to some local stores, shoe stores, and said, can I just set this cardboard box here and ask for donations of nice shoes for kids who are getting bullied or made fun of for not having nice shoes? And it ended up taking off in a huge way. So people just kept donating nice pairs of shoes, nice pairs of shoes, nice pairs of shoes. 3 years later, he's given out more than 25,000 pairs of shoes over this whole incident. So he took that horrible situation and he made it better.
Lemons to lemonade?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Good
That's
job,
very
Taylor.
Cool. All right, Jackson. Let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All righty. It is the 25th anniversary of Mariah Carey's Merry Christmas album.
Ooh.
So
she will be dropping a 2-CD deluxe version on November 1st. She's also going to launch the All I Want for Christmas Is You tour in Las Vegas, November 22nd. So she's going on tour.
Don't give him an excuse to play Christmas music.
This is the acceptable one.
You're all right with this one?
This is the okay one.
Really?
Yeah.
I do love this song.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
From NSYNC. Those are the only two that you're okay with.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sia dropped a whole Christmas album, and I'm not even going to let you play that one. Just those two.
Wait, did you say, so Mariah Carey's going to do nothing but Christmas songs in Vegas?
All I Want for Christmas Is You tour in Las Vegas. November 22nd is when it kicks off. I don't know what the dates are.
Wow.
I didn't look up to see if we had one in Salt Lake.
I feel like she's there on her career, huh?
I feel like it's genius. I feel like she's going to make a ton of money.
She's gonna
in
make
Vegas,
so much money.
A Christmas show.
I went to John Legend's last year.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
Yeah.
I'll bet it was.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Clay Aiken's.
Ah.
It was magical.
Was it?
Yes. He walked around the audience.
Yeah.
It was my mother and I. We were big fans of Clay Aiken.
Where did one see Clay Aiken?
I think he was at Kingsbury Hall.
That's where John Legend was too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like Mariah Carey is doing five dates, 2 weekends. In Vegas, and then going to Atlantic City, Washington, D.C., Connecticut, Boston, and New York.
Okay.
So,
swinging a miss
not a
for
lot
us.
For us.
Yeah.
But Vegas is not that far. I've made that drive a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'll be fine. 25 years. I can't believe it. Really does feel like just yesterday that song dropped.
That's because we still play it.
And we play it
constantly.
Constantly. Yeah. Disney is kicking around the idea of doing something with The Nightmare Before Christmas. So it's in early development right now. They're thinking about maybe doing a sequel or even a live-action remake.
I hope they don't do live-action.
Yeah, don't do live-action.
It'd be so fun.
I think there's a charm to how it's made. I think that's why it's so good.
Hmm. Yeah, because those the brain dude, he's creepy. The doctor, like he really is. They're creepy characters.
But they could do that with CG.
No, I'd rather they do it
with puppets and makeup, but...
But it'll take the charm away.
Yeah, it will.
The whimsy.
Yes, the whimsy.
Mm.
Don't you me.
Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
But how would you do a sequel? Is it going to go after Valentine's Day?
The Easter Bunny who they kidnapped in the first one comes back for revenge.
Oh, what if it's the Easter Bunny that tries to take over Halloween?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
You're welcome, right. Hollywood.
I'm not a fan of that. Stop trying to ruin Halloween, please. Thank you so much. All right, so we know Tekashi 6ix9ine currently on trial.
Yeah.
And has been ratting everybody out. Pretty famous for ratting out everyone in his gang.
Dropping names, even people he's never met before.
Uh-huh.
I hear yesterday he said you were part of it.
I was, though. Oh, that you were. He was right.
Okay.
But a former Rhode Island district attorney has a very interesting idea for him, because let's say this plea deal works out and he gives up enough to not face any jail time. Where's he going to go? Now he has a bunch of gangsters after him.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the former Rhode Island DA suggests, why not move in with the Amish? Like, that was an honest, real suggestion. If you want to avoid getting into contact with gangsters, then just go live with the Amish. You'll be
fine. Have you seen him? He has tattoos all over his face.
Yeah,
how are you going to hide him in an Amish community?
And straight up rainbow hair.
Yeah.
Straight up. It is a full rainbow on the top of his head.
That's the best idea we have.
I love it.
Okay.
I say send him to the Mennonites. Send him over to the Amish.
Listen, it is punishment because he's kind of like...
He's still guilty.
He's still a bad person. I mean, he got 47 years in prison. For what he did.
You know what, though? Give me a reality show. Have some cameras follow him.
As he adjusts to Amish.
I'll watch it.
But then the whole point is so that gangsters can't find him.
Mm.
And if you do a reality show, they can't. They'll be able to find him.
But I would watch it.
I feel like they're going
to
find
him. Also, the Amish will not allow you to do that sort of thing.
There's nowhere to plug in my camera.
Yeah, because they don't use power, dog. Former NFL star Ray Lewis has withdrawn from Dancing with the Stars. He had several damaged ligaments in his toes before the show because of his football career.
Yeah.
And all this dancing in dress shoes and stuff has reactivated all those old injuries.
Wow.
So he had to gracefully bow out. So now they've lost Ray Lewis and Christy Brinkley. James Vanderbeek might actually be the only star left on Dancing with the Stars.
Dude, Lamar Odom, if he just hangs in there.
I don't see a Lamar Odom. Has made it as far as he has.
He's next. He's gonna say he's too tired.
I wasn't going to do this story, but.
Go ahead.
Did you guys see Lamar Odom wore a Porn Kills Love t-shirt?
That's from Utah.
Like it's an anti-porn pornography cause. And however you feel about pornography, whatever. But Lamar Odom.
Are you saying he's not a good spokesperson?
The gall of that man.
Right.
To be wearing a porn kills. He almost overdosed in a brothel.
Maybe that's why he's the best spokesperson for it.
Okay. It looks like a real PR move.
Right. Yeah, it does. It seems fake. You're wearing a t-shirt, man. That doesn't make it okay.
You know, my family, we moved off to Dancing with the Stars. We're all about Masked Singer now.
Oh, yeah?
Have you watched it?
No,
I want to.
It's so much
fun.
I hear it's really good.
It's really good. They kicked off Johnny Weir.
Oh, yeah.
Last week he was on there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch The Masked Singer Japan, the clip where Ryan Reynolds is on there and he's one of the masked singers?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was so good. Super funny. Just showing up in Japan, playing on a game show.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like Ryan Reynolds. That is a Showbiz Beat.
Hi, Jackson. Appreciate it. A lot of people saying they do not want to see a remake of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yawn.
I agree.
Everyone always complains about the remakes, but the remakes are always good.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Most of the time lately, they've been great.
Yeah, lately they've
TV
been doing it right.
TV reboots have been... Kiss Your Hands Italian Style Delicious. Aladdin, fantastic.
Yeah, Aladdin was good.
I heard
Aladdin
great things about Lion King, too.
I haven't.
I was bored.
Well, you're boring. Only boring people are bored.
I don't think that's how it works when you're sitting in a movie.
Wow.
It doesn't make any sense.
It does, too. Didn't enjoy it.
All right, let's get to choose the news.
Let's do it, man.
Three stories to pick from. Jackson, your story is?
Only in Florida will you find a 50-year-old 11th grader.
What do you got, Monroe?
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what food would it be?
And I've got, I'm going to tell you how to scam scammers into giving you money. This text says, I'm going with John this morning. I'm a college student. Need me some more money?
Yeah. And if you're stealing from the bad guys, that's okay.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood was doing it. We made many a movie about him.
Yeah.
There's a ton.
Ton.
Way too many.
Yeah.
A plethora.
Taylor says, good morning, all. Happy Tuesday. I'm voting for Jackson this morning. Florida always gives us a good laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Can always go back to Florida.
I want to move to
Florida. It's a crutch, but I do too. I'd move to Florida.
I would be completely normal in Florida.
You want it for the weather or for the people? Why are you? What is your okay?
The weather.
Weather.
And the animals, the wildlife.
Well, and then I would dominate. I would dominate Florida.
Florida is like our Australia, though. Like with
Florida
the animals.
Would love us.
I don't think it would.
I think so. We're chaos here.
Hi, Max. Who's this? Hello.
This is Stephanie and Tavis and Aiden.
Well, what is going on in that car this morning?
We are taking kids to school this morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
Aw, thank you. Well, go ahead. Choose the news.
Oh, my gosh. We are choosing Jackson today.
Yeah. Good pick, kids. Good pick.
they're trying to start like a chant in the back.
Yeah, Jackson. Jackson. These kids get it. They know how to appropriately speak to me.
All right, we'll put you in the drawing for the tickets.
Awesome. Thank you.
This text says, I pick Monroe. I love food. I would live off of Wendy's chicken nuggets forever.
Mm, good choice.
Because
you can dress them up. You can dress them up any way you want.
Dino nuggets. If I had to choose a nugget,
oh, absolutely. If we're,
I would
picking
go
a, if we're picking a condensed meat nugget,
you would go with the dino nuggets,
gotta be
right?
Dino nuggets.
I don't know what it is about those dino, nuggets.
Dino nuggets. I'm telling
and
you.
And they don't make you full.
Oh, I know.
You can eat 2,500 of them.
Box.
You can actually lose weight by eating them, is what I hear.
Oh, that's not true.
Really?
Don't listen to him.
Interesting. John has my vote for sure, just like he's probably got this round of Choose the News.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, cocky.
My mom's tired of scam calls, so she's going for John. I'm going for Nightcat or Jackson.
Nightcat!
I listen to you guys every morning on my way to school. Jackson, yours was good, but John's was better.
Oh. That's gotta hurt, man.
Next time you want to vote for John, just leave me out of it, okay?
Who won yesterday, by the way?
Monroe
did?
Of course, it was her birthday.
Oh, that's right. Actually,
I got the pity votes.
Yeah, people are like, thank goodness it's not her birthday anymore. The winner today with 80% of the votes, John!
No!
Gotta give it up. He put up a good fight today.
Came in. I was well rested after yesterday.
Yeah, I like have a. I see a little spark in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready to go again.
Got a little fire in my belly.
Yeah.
After.
We'll extinguish that by lunch.
Yeah,
don't worry.
A 22-year-old college kid has said he has figured out a way to get scammers to give him money, and he has pulled it off three separate times.
He's done it three separate times.
So it is a proven way to get money from the scammers.
Okay.
Earlier this month, he got an email from someone claiming to be a big business banker who was looking for an investment of about $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he did. He acted very interested. He started asking questions, and he said he wanted to invest more than that, that he actually had some money, and he's been looking for a place to put it. He said, in fact, my grandparents just died. I have $60,000 that I need to put somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this is the good business
deal. This is a good thing.
So then he emailed them a fake PayPal invoice that made it look like he tried to transfer them $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
And when the scammer didn't receive the funds and reached out, he said, look, the bank put a hold on the transfer because they thought I was scamming you. So what I need you to do is just transfer a small amount of money to me, like $30.
To open the channel.
To open up the channel, and the bank would be like, oh, it's legit. The scammers have been sending him $30 at a time.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's brilliant.
That's free dinner.
He's been donating their money to a cancer charity, so he hasn't been keeping it.
Keep it.
Yeah, keep it, man. You earned it.
I mean... I'm glad it's going to a good cause, but you could also keep it.
You earned it.
You earned it.
And then he sends them each an invoice, letting them know that they'd been scammed the entire time.
It's got to hurt your feelings.
So this news article went out, and I'm like, this is the best story ever. And I started reading the comments, and people are coming after this kid, saying that he's doing illegal activities.
Oh, come on!
He's fighting the good fight.
Can't we celebrate him for what he's doing? He's taking it to the scammers.
Amen.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing this. Do you have any idea how many fake calls I get? How many messages or emails?
Isn't that the
truth? They come in waves.
I'm still getting emails from Nigerian princes. Like, I legit just got one not too long ago.
There's a lot out there.
There's a lot of Nigerian princes.
And they all need
princes.
To transfer their money somewhere. And all you have to do is just give them some money.
Yeah, you pay them $1,000 for the transfer fee.
Yeah.
That's no big deal.
No.
You're going to get it back like tenfold.
When you're making millions, what's $1,000 amongst friends?
$1,000.
Yeah. I hope you're happy with yourself, Jackson.
I'm usually am, but what now?
You traumatized Monroe to a point where she would not come in the studio.
I wouldn't come in because I couldn't see you.
Because she didn't know where you were and she was afraid you were hiding to scare her.
I left to go to the restroom for like a minute.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back, Monroe was just standing in the doorway waiting for me to come
in. She was waiting. She was not going to walk in this because Jackson's been doing the 31 Days of Fright.
31 Days of Fright! Thank you, Fran.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Fran. Appreciate it. Where he's been just recording like you scaring people or other coworkers scaring people.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of footage.
Oh, we've
and
so many.
Over the next 31 days, we're going to show it to you up on Instagram, on our Insta story. I will tell you 99.99% of it is Monroe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so easy to scare, man. Mm-hmm. She's just so easy. Yeah.
No, doesn't that take the fun out of it, though?
No, it's funny every time it turns out.
Yeah.
I got her really good this morning, and she almost fell backwards, but I didn't have my phone for that one.
I literally almost fell.
So great.
It's so crazy. Yesterday, I wasn't here. I was out. My car broke down, and I had to spend the day at the mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fun. And by mechanics,
that was terrible. I had to come in at 11. It was awful.
Sleeping in. Yep. That's exactly what it was. When I was at the mechanic, though, I was sitting there, and the guy across from me had these cowboy boots on. And I got to tell you, I have not had this thought in years, but it brought back this flashback that my dad, when I was growing up, had these cowboy boots that were like, it's almost like a tray table or something. It was hideous is what it was.
Oh, yeah, like a coffee table, a side table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those.
You know what I'm talking about? And I didn't live with my dad, but I'd come there every other weekend. And when I did, sometimes it would be moved around the house. And I remember asking about it once, and he told me, oh, when no one's here, the boots move.
They walk around the house.
Yeah.
What?
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
And it traumatized me to where I would stay away from these cowboy boots because they were alive and they were walking around. I don't want these boots to chase me through the house. I would have like nightmares.
Oh my God, that's so great.
And for him, it was just like an offhanded remark, right?
Yeah.
And he just said it and moved on. I bet if I brought it up, he'd be like, I have no clue what you're talking about.
What table? Yeah.
But I'll tell you, all came back to me yesterday when I was sitting there at the mechanic.
Pretty good.
And it got me thinking, like, what did you hear as a kid that stuck with you forever? Because now my fear of cowboy boots is back in a big way.
That's fair.
It's chasing me around. Do you have anything like that that, like, has stuck with you, Jackson?
I mean, not like that. Mine's more motivational than anything.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because, like,
it didn't tear you down?
No. Well, I mean, here's the problem. John brought this up, and then I was like, well, all of mine have been traumatizing. Like, the things that have stuck with me that adults said growing up were all inappropriate and really traumatizing.
Uh-huh.
But the one thing that I can talk about on air, I had a... So in high school, I had this... She was terrifying. She was the scariest, meanest lady. She was my trigonometry teacher, and
okay.
She was the scariest. I can't explain to you. I went to a school full of disobedient kids, and nobody crossed Miss Nikolaev.
Okay.
She was
there.
She was a scary lady.
Yeah.
Not above calling kids names, not above hitting kids.
Wow.
That kind of gal.
She went for it.
Oh, yeah. She really went for it. So we were all terrified of her. When I graduated, I gave a speech at graduation because I got an award. And instead of doing a speech, I did an interpretive dance to I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Of course.
Like you do.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Principal horrified.
Uh-huh.
We had the president of the school board, like the Utah school board, there.
Uh-huh.
Horrified.
Like, you picked this guy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were all just like mortified at what I was doing. But afterward, we like went through and hugged all of our teachers. I got to Miss Nikolaev, and she pulls me in for the tightest hug I've ever received in my life. And she whispers to me, you are an entertainer. She loved it. I melted the ice queen. And for something like that really stuck with me. And that's kind of like the moment I realized, like,
that's what you want
to do. Whatever it is, I have to be working entertainment. Like,
yeah.
it's the thing I was like born to do was work in entertainment. So like, I have a lot to, as terrifying as she was, and I don't know any math.
Right.
I have to give it up to Miss Nikolaev because she kind of set the wheels in motion there.
She created this, is what you're telling me.
She created a real monster.
That's a great story.
This text says, when I was little, my grandpa told me that cottage cheese was baby turtle eggs. To this day, I will not eat cottage cheese.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to eat it either after that.
I love cottage cheese.
Monroe, do you have one that has stuck with you since a kid?
The only one that I can think of is when I watched It as a kid.
Yep.
And I just watched the first half
because it was two VHS movies. I only watched the first one, and I wasn't supposed to. And I was so scared of this movie that I would not, because the bathroom vent is always right by the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So I would always go to the bathroom, and I would look at that vent, and I would be like, oh, my gosh.
Pennywise is in there.
He's going to get
me. He's going to get you.
They all float down there. You'll
float too.
So I would put a rug over the bathroom vent.
And rightly so.
It like burnt the
did it really?
The heater. It burnt the linoleum like around. Can you remember linoleum?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it burnt the linoleum around the vent.
The linoleum's cracking and like curling up in defense.
Yeah. Because of the heat. No, because of the heat. Because I would put this rug on it. My mom would like, you're gonna burn this house down. But I did not care. I was so terrified that he was gonna get me.
I would cross the street if I saw a storm drain. For years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was not.
Oh, it messed with me, too.
It was terrifying.
Here's another horror one. I watched The Shining when I was 11, and all I have to do is just see a small clip of it, and I will have nightmares to this day. I am 42.
It stuck with you, huh?
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, here's another It one. It in the storm drain. I still can't walk by them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If I swallow gum, it will stay with me. Mm-hmm. I still freak out whenever I chew gum. Are you afraid you're going to accident? Like, you're an adult now, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't just like.
You've never accidentally swallowed gum?
No.
Never?
No. Have you?
I do it all the time. Yeah.
Oh, I swallow gum all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that stuck with me that my mom said was, I know that gum doesn't stay in your system for 7 years because when I changed your diapers, I would find gum in there all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Aww. She was like, it went right through you. I'm not worried about swallowing gum.
Here's what my sister told me, that when ice cubes melt in water, the little floaties would give me cancer. Can't drink with ice cubes.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Wow. That's funny.
Because you know what? You'll always think of that every time you have ice cubes.
Mm.
Yeah. My dad always told me he had a spanking machine in the closet, and if we were bad, he would bring it out. Never saw it, but always believed it was real. He made up crazy descriptive features and everything. That's from Stacy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, my mom... When we did something bad and she didn't know which one of my siblings or I did it, she would threaten to take us into the police station for a lie detector test. She would say, if they catch you lying, they're going to put you in jail. There's nothing I can do about it. I believe that. And like, I still to this day, I'm pretty terrified of getting pulled in for a lie detector test.
My mom told me the eyeballs from the Peep candies would stay in your stomach forever if you ate them. To this day, I still pick out the eyeballs before I eat them.
Oh, that's some serial
Can
killer stuff.
Can you imagine this little girl dressed up in her little Easter dress,
so
picking eyeballs out of all the Peeps?
Oh, terrifying.
When we were little, we would go to Golden Corral with my grandparents. They would ring the dinner bell anytime there were fresh rolls. But when I was little, my grandma would tell me that if the bell rang, kids were having dessert before dinner.
Oh, that's good, Grandma.
That's exciting.
Yeah, you better be careful. The restaurant's going to put you on blast.
What did you hear as a kid or see as a kid that has just stuck with you forever? To this day, when you like see something, it goes right back to it. What's this lying one you were telling me about, Monroe? With the red...
So this person, she said that she told her daughter that when she lied, a red spot would appear on the middle of her forehead.
Uh-huh.
And she knew that it worked because every time she lied, the kid would cover her forehead.
That's really smart. That's not a bad idea. I was 8, I was singing, and my dad looked at me in the eyes and said, I hope you're not considering singing as a career.
Oh!
Never been able to sing in front of people again.
That's pretty messed up.
Man. And you know that dad feels terrible.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. My brother once told me that the pulp in orange juice was fingernail clippings. To this day, I cannot drink orange juice with pulp.
That is gross. Here's one that says my dad about Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
My dad said Pulp Fiction was a documentary about oranges, so I wouldn't watch it.
That's boring. You won't want to watch that.
I hate it.
It's just, Pulp Fiction.
No.
That's pretty good.
My dad's best friend told me if I swallowed a watermelon seed and was out in the sun, a watermelon would grow inside me. I picked out every seed for years before I would ever eat the watermelon.
Oh, that's so funny.
I kind of went through that. Didn't we all kind of go through that fear or no?
I didn't.
You never went through that fear?
No. And I should have, because there was an episode of the Rugrats where they swallowed a watermelon seed and it grew into a watermelon in a dream, and it was terrifying. The Rugrats were terrifying.
Rugrats were a terrifying.
It was scary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me something.
Yeah.
I always thought that when you ate seeds, that's what caused appendicitis.
I think it's still one of those. I don't know.
That's it? Okay.
I'm not a doctor.
Wait.
Mind is blown. See?
I just barely realizing.
One. Yeah. My cousin told me once when I was little that the headless horseman would get me if I didn't hold my breath while driving past a cemetery. I know it's not real, but I still think of it every time I drive by, and I still hold my breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll gotta happen.
You gotta.
My grandfather used to say that every handsome, good-smelling, and nicely dressed man was the devil. Okay.
That's smart.
Oh, I remember this episode. Jennifer texted in saying the episode of Punky Brewster where Sherry got stuck in a fridge while they were playing hide-and-go-seek still stresses me out. Me too. It was years ago, and they couldn't find her, and she got stuck in there. And it was a traumatizing episode. Almost as traumatizing as the 2020 episode about the pool. Yes.
It sucks your guts out.
Yes.
If you sit on the drain,
yes,
you will lose your guts.
Yes.
That's one. I will never sit on a drain.
2020 messed up an entire generation.
Dude.
With that story that they did.
Yes.
That's fair.
Because it was like sucking people down.
Anytime I'm watching a horror movie and people are in the pool, I'm like, oh, someone's going to get their guts sucked out through their bum.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
It's terrifying.
And guess what? It almost always does.
Yes, of course. Let's see. My older brother told me that kidney beans were kidneys from small animals. I still can't eat them.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
My mom told me that if you walk under a rainbow, it'll change your gender. I still think about that every time I see a rainbow.
It'll change your gender.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That's cute.
Just for like a day.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what's going on in the ladies' minds.
Yeah.
But then the rainbow disappears.
And I go back to being a hairy dude.
Right, exactly.
This again.
Let's see. Oh, when we were at Arby's, my dad once told me horseradish sauce was crushed up white horses.
Oh. The rumble strips on the highway were for blind drivers.
You know, that's so funny. I remember hearing that one too, like as a kid. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When my siblings and I were little, I told my younger sister that if she drank soda in the morning before school, she would get kidnapped. She still talks about it to this day.
Huh.
That'll terrify a child.
That is scary.
My sister used to tell me that little crunchy pieces and Fig Newtons were bugs. Love you guys. That's from Jen.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
Just little.
I love Fig Newtons.
Little
but
samples.
But yeah, if you thought they were little bugs and they like crunch, and they pop.
Let's see. My brother told me when I was little that Beetlejuice would sit on the end of my bed when I went to sleep. So I didn't go to sleep for like a week.
Oh, that's messed up.
Oh.
That's messed
up.
That
is messed up, right? Cockroaches were common where I grew up. My grandparents would tell us that if we didn't shower at night before bed, cockroaches would come crawling on us. One time I didn't shower before bed, and I remember a cockroach crawling over my bed sheet and always thought it was true. So was it true or did you dream it? Which one was it?
It sounded like a dream to me.
I got to tell you, I cannot believe how many texts we're getting about the sucking your guts now. People either telling us stories,
yes,
like news stories or like personal stories.
No, still, I will not. I will not go near a drain.
2020. It ruined it. Oh, Jackson, my mom lost her wedding ring when I was little and kept asking where it was. I didn't know, but she kept asking me and made up. So I started making up places it could be. She figured I hid it. So she drove me to the police station and told me a policeman is ready to give me a lie detector test. I was traumatized.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
Oh,
that's what happened
that's
to you.
Sad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and she would. She'd make us all put our shoes on. She'd put us all in the car, and she would. As soon as we pulled out of the driveway, one of us squealed like a little pig.
Every single time.
Every time. And we realized that it was all fake one time because she accused us of stealing something that none of us actually stole.
Uh-huh.
She's like, all right, get your shoes on. We're going to the police station. Now's your chance. And we got all the way to the police station. We parked in the parking lot. She goes, this is your last chance. And we're like, we didn't take it. And it turns out she had lost it behind the TV.
But
it was on her the whole time.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
So she turned around and we're like, oh, there's no lie detector test. We got you, woman. We got you.
Let me get this straight. You want to carve pumpkins in the studio or you want us to carve pumpkins and post them on Instagram and have people like figure out who carve?
I'd like to carve them in studio. So I actually had it as two ideas. Do it on air.
Okay.
We can just talk and carve our pumpkins.
Like during the show. So we're just doing the show. You can hear me like.
And then at the end, we'll display them and then we're going to see if people can figure out who did which one.
Are you talking like taking the guts out and everything in here?
Yeah.
No, engineering would kill us.
They would not.
Since one of my cared what engineering has to say.
Like all that. Like whenever we have carved pumpkin guts, I'm not, you know, I'm a messy person.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be sitting over at that desk.
I would have to be
You have to be on a separate table.
Completely.
Because you'll ruin it.
I will for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what if we take the guts out off air?
Okay. Somewhere
outside.
Else,
and then we just carve in here? Carve in here.
Like during the show?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Why are we planning this on air? Why,
I don't know.
Why didn't we talk about it off air?
I'm just curious about what you...
talked about a lot of stuff off air.
What goes on?
You couldn't slide this in here?
This one I figured I'll just ask you on air. Got nothing else going on.
All right.
Jackson, let's get to the showbiz beat, buddy.
Let's do it. All righty. Well, Panic at the Disco doing something really cool. They will be on the Frozen 2 soundtrack.
Oh, really?
So if you don't know, they released a bunch of details about the Frozen 2 soundtrack yesterday, and they released a new clip with one of the new songs in it.
Okay.
The song is called Into the Unknown. In the movie, Elsa sings it, but on the soundtrack, Panic! At the Disco is going
to
sing it.
Did you find, I missed yesterday, was there a clip of it that you were able to find or anything like that? Now, did
not
you play
that I downloaded.
At some point?
So not that
no
I downloaded.
There's no way to recall that right now and just push play?
Anyway...
Way
Panic
go,
at the Disco
John.
Is going to be on the Frozen 2 soundtrack. I don't know why you got to do this to me, dog.
I don't know.
There's the new trailer is out. You can go find it on YouTube. I'll put it up on mix1051utah.com just so that John stops throwing a tantrum right
just
now.
Saying. Kind of want to hear it if you're going to talk about it.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right. Well, here's something that John and I can both agree on. Hmm. Louis Capaldi.
Go on.
Is a treasure.
Yes.
He's a newer artist that we're playing on Mix, but he's huge over in the UK.
Yeah.
Very Ed Sheeran, John Legend on the stage. Very much a wreck off stage.
He is like a, maybe a, like a Bagginses.
A hobbit?
A hobbit.
He's a little hobbity.
He's a hobbit.
He's great. He cracks me up.
He's so funny.
Here's what he said. He still lives at home with his parents, by the way, even though he's a huge recording star. He says, there's always room to earn more money. I still live with my parents, so I don't think I am earning that much money. So his people have taken care of all his finances. He just lives at his parents' house, rent-free.
Well, he's never home.
Yeah.
Wow.
He says, and I spend all my money on food because I can't help stuffing my face. I am splurging on food, and it shows. It's showing on my gut. My gut's expanding every day. I'd like to buy a nice watch one day. But if that, but that's only if I don't spend all my money on food.
Louis Capaldi, call us.
My hero.
Call us.
My hero. Everything about him. He's so funny. Justin Bieber. He got married yesterday. His anniversary is now Monroe's birthday.
Congratulations, Monroe.
Sorry about it.
I'm upset.
So Justin and Hailey Bieber got hitched at a South Carolina hotel. He posted on Instagram, this is me and my wife with the in-laws. Thanks for letting me marry your daughter. Thanks for letting your daughter marry a savage like me.
Oh.
So,
okay.
I respect that. At least he knows.
Okay.
That's all I ask.
He did cut his hair for the wedding, and I was just like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, he looks a lot better.
He cleaned himself up.
No, he looked really good yesterday, I thought, in the photos. Yeah.
HollywoodLife.com claims that Justin and Hailey Bieber's second wedding included a water gun fight and a screening of The Notebook before the ceremony.
Wasn't that his and Selena's movie? Don't you dare.
Oh, was it?
Don't you dare. Isn't that what he showed her at the Staples Center?
I don't know.
Man, he did buy it. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
I don't remember the story.
If he did that, don't. Oh, I'm so upset.
Okay, so hold on. So he
rented
out the
Staples
Center.
Yeah, it was like a Valentine's Day date or something.
Okay.
And he rented out the Staples Center, and they watched The Notebook on the Jumbotron.
That's cute.
That's
Was it The Notebook, though?
I'm pretty sure it was The Notebook.
No, it wasn't.
What was it? He did it twice.
It was Titanic.
Okay.
Oh!
All right, you can have that.
I would love to see Titanic on the Jumbotron, honestly.
Be kind of cool.
I'd be about that.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Martin says that his show could have gone on for another 5 seasons had he not feuded with producers.
I didn't know he was
feuding.
I knew it!
Yeah. So it turns out there was a lot going on behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
The Sun quotes him as saying, it can be traumatic because sometimes their creative vision and your creative vision don't match. And you get the famous creative differences thing that leads to a lot of conflict. The final series has been not completely faithful. Otherwise, it would have to run another 5 seasons.
Yep. I would give you the right to complain,
If you had published your book?
Yeah, to me, it's your fault.
I bet he wasn't publishing the book because of them, because he was feuding with them. He didn't want to give him the story.
You don't think he was telling them where he was going to go with the storyline?
Oh, that's what he's saying. He yeah, told them where like, he was going, not, and they were stupid. Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Oh.
Well, but we saw what happens when HBO flies on their own.
Yeah.
Or they went with it, people didn't like it, and now he's like, oh, my story's oh, yeah. different.
My
oh.
story's way better.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. That's not my ending.
Listen, I don't blame him. Yeah, I wouldn't take right? credit for it either.
Chevy Chase was recently taking part in a Caddyshack promotional event in Atlantic City when a female audience member walked up to the stage and said, Chevy Chase, my childhood hero, the hilarious Chevy Chase. This isn't funny. This is boring. What is this? So Chevy Chase halted the Q&A and started screaming at her.
That sounds right.
Just aww.
Chevy That's, Chase has really lost his marbles.
That
in
is
his
on
old
brand
age.
For him.
He is mean yeah. as no. spit now.
I will say in his defense, though, you don't have to say
you don't have to get up and tell him his movie like is that. Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool. She was removed. So aww. Everyone sided with Chevy Chase in this whole situation.
That makes me sad, though.
The whole story.
Yeah, like you think of National Lampoons and you're like, no, Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Griswold.
Well,
you're
he
better
got,
than that.
He got killed off in Community because he kept feuding with Dan Harmon.
Yeah.
And Dan, don't get me wrong, I'm sure Dan Harmon's a real piece of work to work uh-huh. for. But
Chevy was bringing it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for he. Dan Harmon will play sometimes Chevy Chase voicemails on his podcast because Chevy Chase used to scream and call him like a fat piece of crap.
Right, oh, yeah.
Oh, he is. And he
I didn't know any of this.
Oh, yeah.
He'd play these voicemails on Harmontown, his podcast. Oh, it was so funny. Oh, they were so great. That is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. All right, Jackson, you were talking about Frozen 2.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the song Into the Unknown?
Into the Unknown.
Here it is.
Every day it's a little harder as I feel my power grow. Don't you know there's part of me that longs to go into the unknown. Into the unknown.
Is this not Let It Go by Frozen already? Is this not already Frozen?
It's as if they sat down and they said, let's just make a third verse, same as the first. A little bit worse. Like, go.
Like you straight up could have been like, oh, yeah, this is the third verse from Frozen that no one ever, this is like an unused cut.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds right.
But it's such an iconic song, and uh-huh. we're going to expect something like that.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying it's a lot like it.
Yeah.
To me, it's like a nice worn shoe. I'm putting it on.
Well,
it's very
and
comfy.
I always kind of thought that Let It Go was very reminiscent of Defying Gravity
and
from
Wicked.
Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all kind of the same animal.
Yeah.
Right.
Just different parts. It's like a rump roast versus spare ribs.
All from the same animal.
All from the same animal, okay. But...
Oh, man, I got to tell you, it's already in my head, though.
Yeah.
It's already stuck.
It's burrowing okay. in the, into the unknown.
They released that yesterday. Of course, you were talking about there's another act that has songs that are going to be on the Frozen 2 soundtrack.
Yeah, so there, Idina Menzel is singing it in yeah. the movie. So Elsa will be singing it in the movie, but Panic at the Disco is singing it on the soundtrack.
Which is pretty cool. Today is the 1st of October, which is very exciting because it kicks off 31 Days of Fright.
31 Days of Fright.
I hate this game.
It's nothing more than us trying to scare each other here in the building, and we're recording it and posting it up on Instagram on our Insta stories. So go to Mix 105.1 Utah if you want to watch those. But there is so much more, Monroe, than just looking forward to being scared every day for the next 31 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like?
For example, a few things to look forward to. One, candy.
Well, yeah.
Candy. Candy.
Also, yeah, I am ready for my winter bod.
You ready to do it?
Yeah.
Start leaning in.
Uh-huh.
Are you stocking up already for Halloween candy? Like, I know it's at the stores. I was at Smith's over the weekend, and they had, like, the whole display. And I debated for a second. And I'm like, not yet.
No.
I'll eat it.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I'll eat it, and I'll have to buy another bag anyway.
Right.
So I have to get candy that I don't like, and that's hard to find. So I like all the candy.
I know. There's no
just
really
a bunch
no
of,
bad candy, is
bunch
there?
Of bags of wax lips.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat those.
Right.
I those little wax soda bottles.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't eat any of that. But you get me in front of a bag of Reese's, you're not going to see that Reese's for very much longer. You better make your final goodbyes.
I always wait for week of.
Uh-huh.
But then the problem is they're almost out of candy.
See, I've never run into that
issue. You don't
issue.
Have that issue?
Oh, yeah. They're never almost out of candy.
Target are you crazy? Sometimes, yeah.
I do everything at the last minute, including buying Halloween candy.
Oh.
And I've never had issues finding it.
Maybe I'm going to the wrong stores.
Yeah, you are.
October, also, I know you both are huge sports fans. Well, this is big for sports.
Mm-hmm.
I need to tell. I mean, obviously, there's a certain sport that has playoffs that starts today, and that would be?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Golf. That's handball.
Golf and handball. Okay, first of all, you know the handball season starts in March.
Excuse
you know
me.
That.
It's That's not so golf. Embarrassing.
Golf doesn't have really playoffs.
Tennis.
No. Baseball. Baseball was the answer for that one. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant swan boat.
The new NHL season starts tomorrow. And then the NBA season is going to start October 22nd, which is getting close. The Jazz just had a really cool press conference yesterday. The team is gelling. It's going to be an exciting season for your Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
And man, both of your faces looking at me right now.
Those grown men are going to make $1 million.
I love Spida D. Mitchell.
Thank you.
He's going to play, right?
He's still here.
He's still on the team. Yeah. He hasn't traded yet.
He hasn't left us yet.
Not yet.
Give another year.
He will.
Okay. All right. Maybe movies is more your... Your
oh,
brand?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
TV and movies, man.
Big films starting this month. The new Joker movie opens nationwide this Friday.
I do
want to see that now.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
I know.
I'm going to wait for your reviews.
Okay.
Yeah?
Because the first trailer, I was like, eh. The second trailer, I was all in. So, I know.
Have you seen?
What?
All of the theaters are preparing for shootings.
Yeah.
They're all hiring extra security.
No, are they saying it because of the anarchy the movie is promoting? Is that why?
No, it's because the Joker, the Dark Knight, was the film that was showing when the shooting happened in Aurora.
And so they think there'll be a copycat? Is that
and there's also chattering on the dark web between a group of men called incels that are getting together and
discussing this?
Discussing violence like this.
Huh.
So,
okay.
They're just getting extra prepared.
The Breaking Bad sequel, El Camino, is going to hit Netflix on October 11th. I guess I forgot it was going to Netflix. I thought it was going out to theaters.
I thought it was, too.
It's a limited release so that it can be considered for award season, but it'll only be in one weekend.
Do you think that Bryan Cranston will have some type of cameo in El
Camino?
He's
got to come back as a ghost.
Or like a flashback?
No, Bryan Cranston, they were on set together. The cat's out of the bag.
Or was he just there hanging out?
No.
Was he just there to mess with you?
Oh, I'm just going to go hang out in the middle of the desert.
It's Bryan Cranston.
Watch what's going on.
You two literally just 2 weeks ago sent me into the middle of the desert with nothing to do.
I know, but it's funny when we do it to you.
It's hilarious.
It's not funny when it actually happens.
So true. What else? Oh, Zombieland Double Tap comes out this month, October 18th. Which, if you saw the first Zombieland,
I haven't.
I love. Oh, you got it.
Monroe.
I am not a big fan of the zombie genre. I think it's been done to death. But Zombieland was so original and so funny in its own unique way. And the cast. Oh,
the cast is the best
Emma
part
Stone,
about it.
Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Abigail Breslin, America's sweetheart, Abigail Breslin.
Hey, is she?
Yeah,
not
she
anymore.
Was.
I think there was a time.
She kind of aged out of that role.
Not yet. Well, we're going to find out with Zombieland 2, won't we, pal?
Obviously, Halloween is a big holiday this month. Also, National Taco Day is this Friday.
Ooh.
Why isn't it on a Tuesday?
For Taco Tuesday?
Yeah.
I don't know. It says Columbus Day is October 14th. I didn't think we were still doing that one. Is that still?
Wait, which one?
Columbus Day? I thought they changed it.
Not at a federal level.
Oh, okay. The sweetest day is October 19th. And yes, this is real. On Wednesday, October 23rd is Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Oh, who's got the big hands now? Woo!
You
do. October 23rd, boys.
Yesterday, the two of you started talking about Disney Emoji Blitz.
I love Disney Emoji Blitz.
You both watch it. Monroe, you were trying to get, what was it, Gaston?
Yeah, Gaston. They were doing Gaston event. I did.
Good job.
Barely last night. I literally had 28 minutes left, and I got Gaston.
So all month long, it was like a long one, right?
Yeah.
To get the amount of points needed for something like this?
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah, that's basically the idea.
Is that how it works?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Top three games people play on their phones. What do you think they are?
These days?
Are people still playing Angry Birds?
Angry Birds is not one of the three. It is on the list.
Or
but
Candy Crush?
Number one still.
Is it That's still number one?
Still.
Dude. That's just Disney Emoji Blitz without the Disney character, so what's the point?
Why not play Emoji Blitz then?
Yeah.
So you can get some emojis.
Yeah.
Do they just show up on like your...
Not on your emoji keyboard. You have to download that keyboard. It's like a whole thing. But I don't want... I don't play for the emojis. I just play because it's whimsical. Every character has a special power. And they're like unique to that character. And it has something to do with like their story.
Right.
And there are like dozens of these emojis. So they have to write a little backstory and a special power for every one of them.
Really?
It's cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I played once and I just had a bunch of like Mike Wazowski's like up on the... That was it.
Okay. Huh. Cool.
It was good like chat. Level one. Monroe, what do you think's on here? Top three games played on your phone.
What about like Bubble Witch Saga? Do you remember that one?
No, I don't. I used to play, was it Words with Friends?
Oh, I loved Words with Friends. Yeah.
That was a fun one.
That was a good one. Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen again. Just I don't know why we ever stopped.
Clash of Clans came in at number two.
Are you
serious? My dad and my brother play that game. Oh my gosh.
What are you showing me right now over there?
My Candy Crush level.
Your candy? Okay.
3,308.
That's your level?
Yeah, that's the level I'm on.
I didn't realize you could get that high.
3,000 levels, dog.
Okay.
Apparently.
Clash of Clans at number two. I've never played the game.
You raise an army, basically, and then you can battle, and then you can like merge your army with other armies and fight like other people's armies. It's like a whole thing. My dad's really into it.
What about Pokemon?
No.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No.
They're not playing that.
It's not the top five. I don't have that one.
That's crazy because all my friends are still playing it.
You guys still playing the Harry Potter one?
No. It never had the same zip for me that Pokemon did.
They sure talked a big game about that, didn't they? When they were releasing it. And
oh, man. Well, and since the day Pokemon Go came out, they were all talking about doing a Harry Potter one. And I just, like, it didn't draw me in the way the Pokemon did.
Okay.
I think they tried. They did a good job.
Yeah, they did. Fun. But there's just something about catching a Pokemon and having the Pokemon in different areas. Harry Potter doesn't have that.
And then finally, at number three of the top three games played on your phone, word puzzles. Is that an actual app? Or
I think so.
I see it
advertised all the time.
Mm. Okay.
So, but I've never played it.
I've got this new one. I don't really love playing games on my app, but it's called, what should it be called? Wordscapes? You ever play it?
No.
No.
It just gives you letters and you try to find as many words as possible within the letters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that
I kinda like those ones. Mm-mm.
You like the word ones?
Yeah.
You like the, I got to challenge my brain ones. See, I want to do the opposite to my brain. I want my brain to go mush.
Chill her out, yeah.
All right, actually, Jackson, earlier you were referencing how we sent you out to the middle of a desert for a festival.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that was the Area 51, Storm Area 51 festival.
You're welcome.
That and Coachella.
Buddy?
And,
yeah, but Coachella is such a big thing. We almost sent you out to a town in the middle of a desert.
Yeah. Like, no, I know. There was nothing in Central. By the way, absolutely nothing in Central Nevada. The towns have populations of 1,000.
Yeah.
That's half your high school's graduating class.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So how many people do you think came to the Storm 51
like
festival?
For my personal observations?
Yeah. Like what would your estimate be?
I would say in total. So... At the storm, like when they actually were going to storm the gate or whatever, I only saw like 50, maybe 100 people, maybe.
100 people.
At the storm. And then between the two festivals that were going on, I'd say you're lucky to have seen like 1,500 people.
So not even 2,000.
No.
Well, 4,000 Mad Max fans went upon the Mojave Desert in California this weekend for the world's largest post-apocalyptic festival.
What?
Oh,
the
fun.
Wasteland Weekend is a 5-day event, features contests for best costume and best vehicle. So pretty much what happens is all the attendees dress like characters from the Mad Max movies.
Steampunk.
Yeah, and then they dress up their cars and they like race them and do like different activities.
That's really cool.
In the middle of the desert.
Well, that sounds fun.
I know.
That sounds like delightful. Chaos.
Yeah, it sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Because now you have cars driving around. And also, it's a little bit of anarchy. I think next year, let's put that on our calendar for one Jackson to go out to.
Yeah, buddy.
Jackson at
no,
the festival.
Thank
Woo!
You.
It seems like you're kind of people.
What we are could, you, fundamentalists?
That big Mad Max group.
We could make him a Flintstone type car that he has to run with.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the desert, buddy. It'd be so fun.
I don't have to be here.
Witness me.
Witness.
All right, speaking of festivals, a guy in England recently lost his car at a festival in Bristol. The 19-year-old drove 100 miles through the fest, parked far away, had no idea where he parked once the festival ended. spent 11 hours looking for the vehicle, ended up leaving. Mm-hmm. He went online, offered $150 to anyone who could locate his car. A man sent him pictures to show where his vehicle was parked. He's going to have to drive back down to get the car later on this week.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Doesn't that suck?
That sucks, man. Yeah. You have to drive back down?
I've never lost my car. I always just try to break into cars that look like mine.
Oh, yeah. That's the most embarrassing thing.
Why isn't my key working?
I do that more often than I care to admit. Mm-hmm. Like, you think by now
it's
I would
embarrassing.
Check.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, and I'm always like, rattle, 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 like, slam. Like, I'm going to get shot. Were you guys into the kale craze?
No. Hated kale. It's a weed. Why would you eat a weed?
I did enjoy the kale chips, the homemade kale chips.
Oh, I love kale chips, yeah.
Yeah, just because it was an excuse for me to put a lot of salt on something.
Oh. Mm.
Kale is disgusting, and you're disgusting if you like it. You were lying. It's so bitter. It's so bitter. It has a bad texture. It cuts your throat on the way down. Like, what is the point?
I liked it in my smoothies.
Ew, no, that's gross too.
Really?
It's so chunky and sharp. No matter how hard you blend kale, here's the dirty little secret about kale.
Go ahead, sure.
No matter how hard you blend it, you're still going to end up with stupid little kale chunks in your smoothie. And that's fine when it's like a banana or a strawberry. I don't even mind a little piece of spinach floating across.
Okay, which happens when you try to put spinach
in. Every now and then, a little bit of spinach. But kale, it has a presence and it is overbearing.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I enjoyed kale because I like bitter food. You know that about me. I like bland and
it's
bitter.
It's disgusting. It's so gross. Stop making weeds food.
Well, guess what? The kale craze appears to be over.
Thank God.
The Atlantic took a look at some key indicators, and they all point to kale just not being as popular as it once was. So Google searches for kale have been steadily dropping since they peaked. Do you remember what year it was that Google was, or when kale was really peaking and everyone was?
It was like right when I was fresh off Biggest Loser. Because, God, every healthy meal, you
had kale in it. Yeah.
I was eating a lot of kale in the year like 2013, 2014, 2015.
Well, you have to pick one. Those are all good years.
2013.
I'll go 2014, Bob.
2014 is exactly right.
I guessed it first. Just
remember
for
when
the
you used to like you'd buy a salad and then they like sprinkle kale in there and you're like,
yes, why bother?
I just want my iceberg lettuce.
Yeah,
just give me my ice
or romaine. I'm a big romaine fan.
I do love.
I like arugula.
Yeah,
arugula is good. Yeah,
I do love arugula.
I just want it as a vehicle for the blue cheese dressing, really too.
That's all. Yeah, but the problem is, here's the thing: if I can taste lettuce over my dressing,
right,
that lettuce is trying to insert itself into a good time, and we just need to put an end to that.
So we're currently at half of Google searches from what they were then, which means they're back to about 2011 before kale was mainstream. According to the latest data from the Produce Market Guide, something I subscribe to, as you know.
Sure. Okay. Whatever.
There was a 6% drop in kale sales from 2016 to 2017, which is
6%.
Which you go, oh, is that a lot? That's 8 million fewer pounds of kale.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's a big number.
Yeah, good. People are getting wise on it. And you know what? I'm not even going to say I told you so to all those people who tried to make me eat kale. I'm not going to say it. They'll figure it out their own selves.
Remember when kale used to actually just be on the dish as decoration?
Yes.
Like that's literally.
Oh, yeah.
It
they
was
put
just,
the orange slice on it.
Did you know that before kale was popular as a health food trend, the number one buyer of kale was Pizza Hut, because Pizza Hut would use it to cover the dishes on their salad bar. Back when Pizza Hut still had salad bars.
I love the Pizza Hut salad bars.
Me too.
Oh, they were
I loved going there, and then you could play the video game.
Yes. Yeah.
I know.
We need more things like that. I don't know where we got so off track, but we need to bring more salad bars back.
So that's what they were.
They were the number one buyer of kale. Well, just for decoration.
Other vegetables are seeing increases while kales are declining, like spinach going up 4%, Brussels sprouts up 19%.
Wow.
It's the new jam.
I love fried Brussels sprouts. Cut them in half, fry them up.
And there's only 1 month of year when kale sales go really well. Any idea what month that might be?
Thanksgiving.
January.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Everyone wants to be healthy. Yep. Yeah. Okay, I don't remember this story, because we do Hey Dummy every Monday on our show, where we just talk about like kind of like stupid stories or stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this 30-year-old guy, his name's Kyler, and he was at Antelope Island State Park, so right here in Utah,
mm-hmm.
back in June, when a bison actually charged him, gored him,
What?
And trampled
him. I remember
this
story.
Do you remember the story?
Yeah, because I thought to myself, I have been to Antelope Island a bunch of times. I used to have a state park pass just so I could go hang out at Antelope Island. Yeah. And it was, I was like, man, these buffalo are tame. It would really take a lot for a buffalo to trample you. And then I was like, man, that guy had to have been harassing that buffalo.
You think so?
Yo, absolutely. Because if he wasn't if he was ignoring the buffalo ignore you.
Yeah.
Do they sell buffalo burgers?
Yeah.
On Antelope Island, they do?
Yeah, there's a little concession stand.
I remember there was a stand, but it was like closed. I think I went in the winter.
It's closed a lot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's not.
It doesn't have, at least not from what I remember. Yeah. I don't think it had like consistent hours.
Well, Kyler had a collapsed lung, broken ribs, and other internal injuries.
I bet.
But he did survive.
That's a big animal.
That's like a car covered in hair and horns.
Well, on Friday, he went on a date with a 22-year-old woman named Kaylee, and they went back to Antelope Island State Park.
Oh, got back on the horse.
Glutton for punishment.
No,
okay.
He got back on the horse. He's getting back. He's not going to be afraid of him.
While they were walking around, a bison attacked Kaylee
That's what you get. Honestly, you deserve it.
I guess she was trying to get out of the way of some bikers when a bison charged at her, flipped her up in the air. She wound up with a broken ankle and a huge cut on her leg where the bison, gored her as well.
Are you kidding me?
But leave them alone. Leave them alone.
I've never seen a bison move, I think.
Oh, I've seen them move around.
Kind of stand a lot.
They just stand there.
They're a big fan of standing.
Eat. And then they just
When you're
shake.
Done with that, I have a great bison story.
Oh, let's hear it. Let me just finish and tell you, she did survive. She's okay. And there's no word yet if they're going to go on another date.
So. Well.
Well, it didn't go great, but it's memorable.
Keep you posted on that.
Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you just got to do things for the story. I'd marry that guy just so I could be like, yeah, Grandpa took me to the same place where he got gored by a buffalo, and then he got me gored by a buffalo.
True. Good point.
Thanks to that couple, we're going to have to close down Antelope Island.
So when I was a kid, I'm originally from a Ute Native reservation out east, and there is a bison farmer where I grew up. So my preschool class went to the bison farm, the bison ranch, to learn all about bison and how important they were to the tribe and all this stuff. Well, at the end, it was like a fully functioning farm. They didn't just do bison. At the end, they gave us a duck egg, and they were like, if you can, you know, we're going to take this back to the classroom, and we can try to hatch it. Well, aww. I don't remember them saying that it was a duck egg.
Oh, no.
So I thought we were going to hatch a baby bison. I was like, oh, we're going to have a baby buffalo, and he's going to be so cute. Aww. So when it hatched and there was just a naked, ugly bird in there, I was absolutely devastated. I could not handle it.
That's a sad story.
I was so sad. Oh.
They just released the photos from the Bieber wedding yesterday. They're cute.
Yeah.
Did you see
him? Bieber cleaned up.
He looks good.
Yeah. She looks pretty.
She's beautiful.
But
we're talking about Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber.
It's more than a year after they already got married.
Well, they got married, and now this was the big one for friends.
This is their ceremony.
Like a celebration. It's just a celebration with their friends.
Over a year later, that doesn't count. You do it like a month after or something.
So you feel like they missed their boat on this one?
Yes.
I got to tell you, the last few photos I saw of Justin Bieber, I was really worried about him.
He
had like really bad kind of acne going on.
He looked like he was going the Aaron Carter way.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. But looking at these photos, this looks like the Bieber that there once was.
I forgot how handsome he is. He is super duper handsome.
Are you looking at the ones of them together?
I'm looking at the one of her and him kissing.
Yeah.
Against like a white wall.
And then there's the next one over and they're kind of making like funny faces. She's cute too. I guess I haven't seen a lot of photos of her. I'm always looking
at. She's definitely a Baldwin.
Yeah, you can see it.
I would say speaking of Aaron Carter, he looks a lot better than what Aaron Carter did to himself.
Did you see that?
The face tattoo?
Yeah, of Rihanna.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah, it's Rihanna.
Aaron Carter?
Yes, on his face.
I didn't realize it was a Rihanna. Yeah. I just thought it was I never looked at it that close.
It's Rihanna did a spread of her as Medusa or something for a magazine, and it's that picture.
No.
That's terrible.
I'm worried about him.
Yeah, that's not in a good
place. I just feel like this is not going to end well.
No, I've never seen a lot of face tattoos I'm a fan of, though, if I could be completely honest with the two of you. I'm never
can't tell you that occasionally I see one. I'm like, that's not bad.
No. No,
every now and then,
don't.
I really do.
Really?
I really do.
Never
They're
once.
They're starting to like kind of grow on me.
Don't let that happen.
I know. I'm trying
don't
not to.
Don't let that happen.
There's a great comedian here. His name is Shane. He is at Wise Guys all the time.
Yeah.
But he's pretty famous for having face tattoos. And he is still so handsome. Like, he is just, he's so handsome. And he keeps getting more face tattoos.
He keeps doing it to himself?
Yeah. And I'm just like, nope, he's still handsome. Okay. I don't know what to do about it.
I don't know. I'm not
you
a fan.
You got to see him in person.
You
Promise.
Guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know the only college in the country that has an intramural tackle football team?
A what?
Intramural.
Intramural tackle football team.
With, like, it's just basically recreational football within the campus.
Is Notre Dame. And they wear pads and helmets and everything. So you could go and just play tackle football, light each other up. Like right
and
there
then on. You could say that you played for Notre Dame.
How? Just like Rudy.
Just like Rudy!
Just like Rudy!
I would do it for Graham.
Rudy was great. And I hate sports cabal movies.
Did you like that one?
I loved Rudy.
Little Sean Astin.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what he does.
So cute.
I saw Sean Astin. He did a cameo in something. Oh, he was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah. Really? That's great.
Looking old.
Hey. We're all looking a little
I'm
old,
just
okay?
sharing with you what I thought when
We're
I saw.
All, don't you dare.
This is your podcast extra song. It isn't very long. All right. Let's keep it.
Wow.
There we go.
What song was that?
What song even was that?
I used to sing that at Disneyland for birthdays. I was thinking of Monroe because it was her birthday yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I'd go, this is your birthday song. It isn't very long. Okay, let's move on. And we just walk away.
Oh, yeah. That's I've never heard your Mad Hatter voice.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
It's very cute.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, now you're blackballed from Disney, though, because you're not allowed to let people know that you're the Mad Hatter.
No, I don't think I usually, yeah. Oh, well.
Well,
it's too late now.
Let's go ahead. So good.
Who wants to go first? I won.
Go first.
No big deal.
Okay.
My story comes to us from Port Orange, Florida, where police recently arrested Derek Marlowe. Here's what Derek did. 51-year-old dude, out and about, very drunk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his drunken adventures ended up with him wandering into a classroom. At a high school, he sat down in an open seat and just started taking in the lecture. The teacher's like,
No.
And then 51-year-old Derek starts just pointing at all the walls and all the posters on the wall. He's like, what's that? Tell me about that. What does this mean?
He wants to learn.
He wants to learn.
Let him learn.
Yeah. Well, public school in Florida is probably not the best place to learn.
Right.
But Derek sure thought that he was going to get some good information there.
Uh-huh.
Cops arrived quickly at the school after the teacher very wisely called the police. They showed up and they took him to the hospital because he was complaining of chest pain. He was charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct.
Oh, man.
Yeah, in a school zone.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
So they frown upon
super bad.
Is what you're telling
super duper bad.
So weird. Yesterday, I was stuck at the mechanic. I came in for work and I went back to the mechanic because and they said my car was going to be done and it wasn't. And I was late for my school. I had a lecture yesterday. So I finally got my car and I got over there about halfway through class. And since school started, I've had my beard and I shaved it. So I look a little different now.
Yeah.
So I rolled into this class late, sat in a random spot, like just towards the door because I didn't want to like cause a disruption. And now I don't have a beard. My teacher, who didn't know me anyways, looked at me like 6 or 7 times, like, who's this rando who just walked into this classroom?
Aw, yeah.
And what's he doing? Some crazy white dude sitting in the corner.
Who's this pervert?
So yeah. No,
who's
seriously.
This perv?
I thought she was going to stop class and ask me what my business was.
Excuse
for
me, pervert.
Being there. Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good.
Monroe?
All right. So if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life.
Pizza.
Wow. Pizza's so fast, huh?
It's pizza, huh?
Wouldn't it be pizza for you guys?
One dish or one genre of food?
Let's see, one dish. One dish.
I'm going with Panda E's, orange chicken and noodles.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I love Panda
E. You always got to do the half and half. You do half rice, half noodles.
You're out of your mind.
Absolutely not. No, she's absolutely right on this one. You
it's
go half and half.
It's such a pain.
No, you
hate
do half
it.
And half.
Because the rice then sticks to some of the, the orange chicken. Then you have the noodles at the end.
I... Listen, if I wanted rice, I would order rice like an adult, all right? I'm not going to make those line workers dish up half a scoop of rice and half the noodles.
They do it for everyone else. The line
behind
you. I know,
it takes forever.
It does not.
It ends up adding just a few seconds to each transaction, but when there's a big line and you're sitting there and you're making them dish up four things instead of three...
You know what? If the car in front of me yelled back, "Sorry, I'm getting half and half," I would totally understand. I'd be like, "Take your time. You're
Where
good.
Are you finding a drive-thru Panda Express?"
I was just wondering the exact
really?
Same thing.
Really? Sandy. Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Sandy.
I want to walk in.
The land of amphitheater serving beer and Panda Express drive-thrus.
There's two drive-thrus that I'm not for. Panda Express, because I just heard about it, and I want to see my food.
Oh, stop.
Subway is the other one.
When you got a sleeping baby in the back, you roll through the Panda Express drive-thru.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Mama, get some Chinese food.
There was a Panda Express drive-thru in Layton growing up, and we were frequent flyers. but... I agree with you. I actually like the Panda Express one, but I do agree with you on Subway because I don't know what I want until I see it.
I'm the same way. Yeah.
Like I have to look. I have to check out the spread. They have the same thing.
I know.
Every
Doesn't matter.
Time. Every yeah. time. It's the same sauces, the same veggies, but I don't know what I want that day until I look at
it. I
want
to look
at
it.
Those olives look good. You know, add extra
olives. I want to see the freshness.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, you're not going to see that at Subway, but.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to just like through a drive-thru be like, onions and spinach.
I want to look at it.
Yeah.
Also, if they're heavy handed with that spinach hand, I'm going to be like, whoa, slow down, big shooter. Throw some of that away. Get that out of there.
Give me some kale.
I hate when, so my kids, they always ask for a little bit of mustard.
A
little bit. And it always, because they slam it on the counter
first. Every time.
They slam it on the counter and then it comes shooting out.
Every time.
And then they always look at me like, is that too much? And I'm like, yeah, it's
too
much.
Late now.
But I can't, what are you gonna do? Yeah. Scrape it off?
Can't do anything about it. I know. What's your food?
I'm gonna be lame. I'm gonna say salad.
Oh no way!
You can think of how many different ways you could have salad.
It's okay. I take
right.
none.
You don't have to eat the lettuce.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat the lettuce, but you can have like chicken.
If I can have just a bowl of croutons. Then we're in business, but that's a separate dish, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not salad anymore.
Dude, salad bar, I could eat it every day.
But that's a genre of food. That's not a dish. We said one dish.
Salad bar?
Yeah.
That's a dish.
That's a salad bar is not a dish. That is
That's like saying that John can only have one type of pizza. Dishes. You'd have to choose like pepperoni.
Pepperoni and mushroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so he picked his one dish. What's your one dish?
One dish?
Yeah, one dish, dog. One dish, dog.
One dish, dog.
I'd probably go sushi.
Okay.
Rice, fish.
I'm on board with that.
Sushi's get the nutrition.
Bad. Yeah. These are boring.
You're boring.
Wow, sushi's not boring.
You're boring. Anyway, John's right. This survey says that the majority of people would eat, they'd pick pizza.
Yeah,
I just feel
that.
Like pizza's one of those things that I can always eat. And even like when it's not great, I'm like, eh. It's
still pizza.
Yeah, I never hate it.
See, that's how I feel about Chinese food. I like even bad Chinese food, I'm like, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all just deep fried sugar.
But you could get sick of it. You could get sick of it so fast.
Oh, I never.
I feel like.
I could eat Chinese food every day for the rest of my life. I love Chinese food.
Dude.
That is my jam.
It makes me sick.
So the people that did this survey was actually California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh,
Big Pizza.
Wait a minute here.
What? Excuse
Wait, no,
me.
But hang on, because
confirmation bias, hi.
Because it's National Pizza Month, October, in case you didn't know. And also, they're doing take and bake pizzas now. Did you guys know
Wait,
this?
California Pizza Kitchen?
The California Pizza here. Kitchen is doing take and bake pizzas.
Wait.
So you can call up, you can be like, yo, I want the margarita. And then you could go pick it up.
Is it going to be as good as Papa Murphy's? Because let me tell you
Papa
something.
Papa Murphy's has perfected it, haven't
they? Have
I agree.
Damn. Every time. I'm never disappointed
me
with
neither.
Papa Murphy's. And you know what? They've kind of idiot-proofed it. I don't know how. But if I leave it in a little extra long,
You're
pizza
okay.
just deals with it.
Can I get any of them? Like, can I get the BLT pizza from
I'm
CPK?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, wait. No. One of the following. Okay, wait. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
This is where it starts.
What are the flavors?
Barbecue chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Pepperoni or margarita.
Well, those are the three good choices. Anyway. I have no problem with any of those. Yeah, that's fine.
Those are the three pizzas I would have ordered anyway.
No complaints. Oh, I'm excited about that. As soon as that happens, I'll cook one and bring it in. All right, thanks. Aww. Well, yeah.
Thanks, Pat.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow, which will include our second date update. And as always, leave us a review if you don't mind. 5 stars goes a long way. Bye-bye.